Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Rudra, who is an expansion of Sadashiva and who appears in unlimited universes, is also a gunavatar, qualitative incarnation, and is the ornament of all the demigods in the endless universes. Purport. There are 11 expansions of Rudra or Lord Shiva. They are as follows: Ajay Kapat, Ahi Bradhna, Virupaksha, Raivata, Hara, Bahurupa, Devashreshtha, Trayambaka, Savitra, Jayanta, Pinaki, and Aparajita. Besides these expansions, there are 8 forms of Rudra called earth, water, fire, air, sky, the sun, the moon, and Somayaji. Generally, all these Rudras have 5 faces, 3 eyes, and 10 arms. Sometimes it is found that Rudra is compared to Brahma and considered a living entity. But when Rudra is explained to be a partial expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is compared to Shesha. Lord Shiva is therefore simultaneously an expansion of Lord Vishnu, and in his capacity for annihilating the creation, one of the living entities. As an expansion of Lord Vishnu, he is called Hara, and he is transcendental to the material qualities. But when he is in touch with the Tamaguna, he appears contaminated by the material modes of nature. This is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam and the Brahma Samhita. In Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, it is stated that Lord Rudra is always associated with the material nature when she is in the neutral, unmanifested stage. But when the modes of material nature are agitated, he associates with material nature from a distance. In the Brahma Samhita, the relationship between Vishnu and Lord Shiva is compared to that between milk and yogurt. Milk is converted into yogurt by certain additives. But although milk and yogurt have the same ingredients, they have different functions. Somebody's spectacle, okay. Similarly, Lord Shiva is an expansion of Lord Vishnu. Yet, because of his taking part in the annihilation of the cosmic manifestation, he is considered to be changed like milk converted into yogurt. In the Puranas, it is found that Shiva appears sometimes from the heads of Brahma and sometimes from the head of Vishnu. The annihilator Rudra is born from Sankarshan and the ultimate fire to burn the whole creation. In the Vayu Puran, there is a description of Sadashiv in one of the Vaikuntha planets. That Sadashiva is a direct expansion of Lord Krishna's form for pastimes. It is said that Sadashiva, Lord Shambhu, is an expansion from the Sadashiva in the Vaikuntha planets, Lord Vishnu, and that his consort Mahamaya is an expansion of Rama Devi or Lakshmi. Mahamaya is the origin or birthplace of material nature. Please repeat the translation. Rudra, who is an expansion of Sadashiva, and who appears in unlimited universes, is also a gunavatar, qualitative incarnation, and is the ornament of all the demigods in the endless universes. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripatam Aham Vande Shri Gurun Dina Tarinam Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gauratvishe Namaha Pancha Tattvatmakam Krishnam Bhaktarupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakhyam Namami Bhaktashaktikam Aradhyo Bhagavan Vrajesh Tanayas Taddhama Vrindavanam Ramya Kachidupasana Vrajavadhu Vargenaya Kalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanamamalam Prema Pumartho Mahan Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhor Matamidam Tatradarahana Paraha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. We are hearing the glories of Lord Sadashiva from Advaita Acharya, who is himself Sadashiva. Is an expansion of Mahavishnu. When I first became a devotee, of course I'm still trying to become a devotee, but still when I first came in contact with Krishna consciousness and heard the lectures and read Prabhupada's books superficially, then I felt I knew who Lord Shiva was. But now, after so many years of trying to figure out Lord Shiva, I've understood I really don't understand Lord Shiva. And I was thinking, is it maybe because I am not intelligent enough to understand, but I got some consolation when I heard the comments of a few of our previous acharyas, he said, one of the inconceivable tattvas in our scriptures is Lord Shiva. Extremely difficult to understand who he is. Truly, Lord Shiva is inconceivable. Generally, people are prone to take one of two extreme positions. One is those who are Shaivites by birth. They consider Lord Shiva to be the supreme and they deride Lord Vishnu. And those who are Vaishnava by birth, by caste, in India there are, especially South India, there will be Shaivites and there are Vaishnavites. They say Lord Vishnu is supreme and they deride Lord Shiva. When Nityananda Prabhu traveled to South India and he saw the acrimonious debates going on between the Shaivites and the Vaishnavites, he laughed. Nityananda Prabhu is Balaram himself. So he understands very clearly what is what and who is who. So there is actually speaking no reason for quarrel between the followers of Lord Krishna or Vishnu on one hand and the devotees of Lord Shiva on the other, because the devotees of Lord Krishna who are knowledgeable, who understand tattva, will also become devotees of Lord Shiva. But the crucial point is, how do we understand Lord Shiva? What is our conception of Lord Shiva? Do we think Lord Shiva is an independent absolute truth? Then that is wrong. Lord Shiva is not absolute in and of himself. Or do we just consider him an ordinary person because he is not the Supreme Lord? That is also wrong. So in order to make us understand how significant it is that even Lord Shiva considers himself a servant of Krishna, Advaita Acharya is giving us some indication of Lord Shiva's glories. So when such a glorious personality as Lord Shiva considers himself a servant of Lord Krishna, then we get some idea of how great Lord Krishna is. Yesterday there were questions about the Jiva Tattva and the Vishnu Tattva. There is some who are living entities like us. We are in the category of the Jivas, of the living souls. And then there are the Vishnu Tattvas, the Vishnu Murtis, who are in the category of Bhagavan or God. And then there were so many other categories in existence in the spiritual world and also in the material world. There is Shakti Tattva, the chief of whom is Srimati Radharani. And there are other tattvas which we will not get into, who are personal expansions of the body of Srimati Radharani and the body of Sri Krishna. But also there is another interesting category, and that is Shiva Tattva. Srila Prabhupada has explained many times in his teachings that Lord Shiva is neither Jiva Tattva nor is he Vishnu Tattva. Neither is he in the category of an ordinary living entity like us, nor is he, exactly speaking, in the category of the Supreme Lord. So he has a category all by himself. As far as his comparison to Lord Vishnu is concerned, he is almost there, but not quite. Very close to Vishnu, but not exactly Vishnu, because Vishnu is always transcendental to the modes of material nature. Lord Vishnu or Lord Krishna, they never come in contact with this material nature. But Lord Shiva, he does. And therefore, Lord Shiva's form is considered distinct from Lord Vishnu or Lord Krishna's form. In the Brahma Samhita, there is a nice explanation. And Srila Prabhupada has elaborated on that in his purport. We all have heard the famous comparison of Lord Krishna to milk and Lord Shiva to yogurt. Kshiram yatha dadhivikara vishesha yoga sanjayate nahi tatah prithagasti hetoh yah shambhutam api tatah samupaiti karyat govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. So Brahma, another great personality, the creator of the universe, it's hard to even understand Brahma, even though he is mostly a jiva. How glorious Brahma is also is hard to understand. So Brahma is proclaiming the glories of Lord Shiva. He says, just as milk, when touched by an acidic substance or a sour substance, becomes transformed into yogurt, which is the same as milk because the ingredients are the same and yet is different from milk, so also Lord Govinda, when he assumes a form that is in touch with the material nature, he is called Lord Shiva. So this is the difference between Lord Govinda and Lord Shiva. Lord Govinda is forever aloof from matter, even though matter is his energy. And Lord Shiva is that form or that expansion of the Supreme Lord who is in touch with nature. And because he is in touch with material nature, he is not considered Vishnu. So this is the inconceivable nature of the simultaneous oneness and difference between Lord Shiva and Lord Vishnu or Krishna. This oneness and difference needs to be understood very clearly also. In the last part of the purport, Srila Prabhupada mentions, it is said that Sadashiva, Lord Shambhu, is an expansion from the Sadashiva in the Vaikuntha planets, Lord Vishnu, and that his consort Mahamaya is an expansion of Ramadevi or Lakshmi. Mahamaya is the origin or birthplace of material nature. So now we are talking of two Sadashivas. As we were discussing yesterday, Krishna expands himself into Balaram, who is the first expansion. Balaram expands himself into Mahasankarshan. Mahasankarshan expands himself into the Chaturvyuhas, Vasudeva, Sankarshan, Pradyumna, Aniruddha. And from there begins a series of unlimited expansions, all of whom are Vishnu Tattvas, Vishnu Murtis. They are directly Vishnu. They are Bhagavan, never in touch with material nature. And they expand themselves all over the spiritual universe. And in each of the Vaikuntha planets that exist in the spiritual world, one of these forms, these Vishnu Murtis, they preside as a predominating deity of that particular Vaikuntha Loka. So there are unlimited Vaikuntha Lokas, and we can understand, since each of the Vaikuntha Lokas has at least one Vishnu form predominating, so there are unlimited Vishnu forms in the spiritual world, all four-handed. It's only in Krishna Loka, which is the chief planet in the spiritual world, that the Lord exists in his original primeval form as Krishna, Govinda, two-handed. So amongst all these numerous Vishnu Murtis in the spiritual world, in the Vaikuntha planets, there is one such form called Sadashiva. And as Prabhupada explains here, in the sentence previous to what I just quoted, that Sadashiva is a direct expansion of Lord Krishna's form of pastimes. In the Vayu Purana, there is a description of this Sadashiva in one of the Vaikuntha planets. So the first Sadashiva is a Vishnu form. He is directly Vishnu. He is not in touch with material nature. But that Sadashiva expands himself to form another Sadashiva, who is in touch with matter. And that second Sadashiva is called Shambhu. This Shambhu is Lord Shiva. That Shambhu expands himself into each universe and is known as Shiva. Shiva means auspicious. So this is in brief the understanding of how Lord Shiva is actually like an expansion of Krishna. But he's not considered in the category of Krishna or Vishnu because of his contact with the material nature. But he's really very, very exalted. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches Sanatana Goswami about who is God. And he talks about the different qualities of Krishna, that he has 64 unlimited, he has 64 qualities in unlimited quantity. Actually, Krishna has unlimited qualities also. But Mahaprabhu has identified 64 main qualities. And then he speaks about them. And then he says that 50 qualities, and he enumerates them, these are also present in the jivas, in the living entities like us. They are present in Krishna in fullness, in perfection. But in living entities like us, these 50 qualities exist in very, very minute quantity. Bindu bindu taya kvachit. Just like a drop, like an atomic drop. And for Krishna, it's unlimited. And then he says, there are 5 more qualities which are not found in the jivas, which are there in Krishna in complete perfection, but they are there in Lord Shiva and other exalted demigods like him. Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda ki jai, Shri Shri Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai, Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ki jai. And these 5 qualities which exist in perfection in Krishna, partially in Shiva and not at all in the jivas, are as follows. Sada Svarupa Sampraptaha. First of all, that Lord Shiva is always situated in his constitutional position. Svarupa. Sampraptaha means always situated like that. The third is Sarvagya Nitya Nutanaha. Sarvagya means he is all-knowing or omniscient. The third is Nitya Nutanaha. That means he is forever youthful. Have you ever seen Lord Shiva in old age? Just as you don't see Krishna's picture with white hair and so on, so also you'll never see Lord Shiva as an old man. Sometimes there are pictures that portray Brahma with a white beard. At least you see pictures like that. But you'll never see a picture of Lord Shiva with white hair as an old man. So Nitya Nutanaha. Satchidananda Sandrangaha. That's the fourth quality. He has a body made of Satchidananda. He has a transcendental body, concentrated eternity, knowledge and bliss. And the fifth one is Sarvasiddhi Nishevitaha. That is endowed with all the mystic potencies. So these are 5 special qualities that exist in Shiva, but Mahaprabhu qualifies it by saying Anshena Girishadishu, that these qualities do not exist in complete perfection even in Shiva. Anshena, partially they exist. But in Krishna, it is complete. Then there's another 5 qualities which exist in Lord Narayan, Lord Vishnu, which don't exist in Lord Shiva. And there's even 4 more qualities which don't even exist in Lord Narayan, which exist only in Krishna. So Krishna has these 64 qualities in unlimited quantity and perfection. So let's do a little arithmetic. So, 50 out of 64 into 100. How much is that? 78%. So even if there is a jiva who has all these qualities in perfection, which doesn't happen because the jivas have them only in atomic quantity, but even if one were to have them in perfection or in very great quantity like Brahma does sometimes, Brahma is very powerful as a jiva, he will still be only 74% of Krishna or 78% of Krishna. And Lord Sadashiva or Lord Shiva, he has 55. But even if he were to have these 55 in complete perfection, which he doesn't, he has those 50. And these 5 not in complete perfection. So he would be how much? 55 by 64 into 100, which is 84%. So he is 84% Krishna. He is 84% God. And then you have Lord Narayan, who has 60 out of 64 into 100. I think that should be 95 plus or 96 or whatever it is. So Narayan is God, but still in terms of number of qualities, we see that even he doesn't come up to the level of Krishna. So this is how we understand Lord Shiva's position. He's extremely glorious, but because of his contact with material nature, the level of perfection is not unlimited. So Lord Shiva is a multifaceted personality. In fact, he has many personalities. Prabhupada opens his purport by talking about the 11 expansions of Rudra. Rudras are the forms taken by Lord Shiva to perform the task of destruction. At that time, Rudra performs his terrible Tandava Nritya, his very fearsome dance of destruction. And when he dances, then you know that everything is going to come to an end now. The universe is going to be destroyed. So there are 11 forms of these Rudras. There is description in the Srimad Bhagavatam also about these Rudras. And Prabhupada says, apart from these 11 expansions, there are also 8 other forms of Rudra. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, so on and so forth. And Prabhupada explains in one purport somewhere that the Jyotirlingas, or the lingas, the different forms, the deities of Lord Shiva, they are named differently, like Akashlinga, Jyotirlinga, etc. And when worshippers of Lord Shiva worship these different Shivalingas for some material benefit, they get the opulences that pertain to that particular type of linga. Jyotirlinga is about the fire. All the opulences connected with fire you can get. Or Akashlinga, all the opulences connected with ether or Akash you can obtain. So Lord Shiva benedicts his worshippers, materialistic worshippers, with the boons of this material world. I was hearing a lecture of Srila Gaur Govinda Maharaj one time, and he makes an interesting point that Lord Shiva gives two types of mercy. One is called Sakapat Kripa. Kapat means duplicitous, cunning. Sakapat means that which is endowed with duplicity. So this Sakapat Kripa of Lord Shiva, this duplicitous mercy of Lord Shiva, is given to the materialistic worshippers of his, because they want some material benefits. So they are deceived into thinking that they have been greatly benefited. But someone who receives the benefits of this world, what benefit is that? And then there is the akapat or nishkapat kripa, which is the mercy that is free of duplicity, that is pure. And that mercy that Lord Shiva gives is reserved only for the Vaishnavas. Especially those Vaishnavas who understand who Lord Shiva is. Lord Shiva is the greatest Vaishnava. So if we approach Lord Shiva in that spirit, then Lord Shiva is very pleased. So when we go to Lord Shiva, we should pray to him, "O Lord Shambhu, O Lord Shiva, you are the greatest devotee of Lord Krishna. Please bless me so that I may also become a nice devotee of Lord Shiva, a pure devotee. Then Lord Shiva will very happily give us this blessing. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, we see that he blesses the sons, the 10 Prachetas, the sons of King Prachina Parishat. "You have come to the forest to perform tapasya, austerities, and you have done very well because you have lived amongst each other very nicely, with friendship, with cooperation, without quarreling. Therefore, I will teach you." This is actually the Lord's benediction upon them after they have chanted Lord Shiva's song. So Lord Shiva teaches them a nice song called Rudra Geet, the song of Lord Shiva. And this song is nothing but a glorification of Lord Krishna. So Lord Shiva's special mercy comes upon those who sincerely want to worship Lord Krishna. There is much to say about Lord Shiva, but there is not much time. Lord Shiva is also a form of time. As time, he destroys. As Prabhupada mentions here, the time of destruction, then he comes as the fire from Sankarshan, and he destroys this world. Even at the time of creation of the universe, of the material cosmos, Lord Shiva comes in as the embodied glance of the Lord, as a time factor. And on behalf of the Supreme Lord, he impregnates Maya Devi, who is his consort. Because Lord Vishnu is aloof from Maya. So when Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, "Aham Bija Pradah Pita," that I am the seed-giving father of all living entities, he is speaking in his capacity as Lord Shambhu. Lord Shambhu acts as father on behalf of Lord Krishna. Who is the mother? Maya, Durga Devi. So therefore she is referred to as mother. Who is the husband of the mother? Who is the husband of Durga Devi? Lord Shiva. So Lord Shiva is father. So Lord Shiva is playing the role of father on behalf of Lord Krishna, because Lord Krishna will never directly touch Maya or material nature. So we respect Lord Shiva for so many different reasons. He is the greatest devotee of the Lord. He is the father of the universe. He is, as Prabhupada explains here again, the Guna avatar, one of the avatars of the Lord, who is in charge, the presiding demigod, a deity in charge of the mode of ignorance. He is a personal expansion of the Lord. So for so many reasons, we would worship Lord Shiva. We would rather offer our respects to Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva has a very special place in Vrindavan too. Again, there are many, many wonderful pastimes of Lord Shiva connected with Vrindavan. But I'll just tell you one famous pastime. One time Lord Shiva was sitting in his meditation and he heard the flute song of Krishna. He couldn't understand where this mesmerizing sound was coming from. It was something that was so exquisite that he could not hold himself back. And he left his meditation. From Kailas, he traveled here and there, went everywhere. Where is this sound coming from? And then he traced it to Vrindavan. He came to Vrindavan and he saw that Krishna was performing the Rasa Leela with the gopis. And he said, "I also want to enter the Rasa Leela and see this pastime." But Yogamaya stopped him. Yogamaya is the spiritual equivalent or the original form from which Mahamaya emanates or originates. So she stopped him and said, I'm sorry, Lord Shiva, but there is no entrance pass for you." Because, so why not? He said, "Because you have to take the form of a gopi to enter into this Rasa Leela." Well, I don't mind. I'll become a gopi. How do I do that? So Yogamaya said, you go to Vrinda Devi. She arranges all the pastimes of the Lord in Vraja. And then she will facilitate your desires. So he went to Vrinda Devi. Vrinda Devi said, all right, you go to Lake Manasarovar. The Vraja Manasarovar, not the one in Tibet or in Nepal. And you take a dip and you'll get the body of a gopi. So Lord Shiva went, he took a dip in the Manasarovar, and lo and behold, when he rose from the lake, he was a gopi. So he went with great happiness to the site of the Rasa Leela, and Lord Krishna saw him. Oh, Lord Mahadev, you are here. I'm so happy to see you. So I will call you Gopeshwar. And you have come here to participate in the Rasa Leela, but you are not an ordinary gopi. I will give you a special position amongst all the gopis. You are Gopeshwara, the lord of all the gopis. And you will guard this Rasa Sthali, this pastime of the Rasa dance, of my Rasa dance, so that no unauthorized people can enter here. And Srimati Radharani heard this, and she came up, who is this new gopi who has come, who is very beautiful? And you never gave me the title Gopeshwar, although I am the chief gopi, but you have given her the title of Gopeshwar. So then Lord Krishna pacified her. Don't worry. This is actually Lord Shiva. He is the greatest demigod Mahadev. Oh, then she was very happy. Oh, Lord Mahadev, offer my respects to you. And I have given him the position of Mahadev, of Gopeshwar, so that he can protect our pastimes from trespassers, unqualified trespassers who may come in. So till this day, Lord Shiva is there, and he is known as Gopeshwar Mahadev in Vrindavan. And anyone who wants to get the mercy of Lord Krishna should first go to Gopeshwar Mahadev. There he is worshipped in his linga form, but the devotees understand it is actually in gopi form. It's a gopi. When you see the picture, then you will see him as a gopi, Lord Shiva as a gopi. So this is a very, very special form of Lord Shiva. And it shows his relationship with Lord Krishna in the mood of Vrindavan also. The pujaris, etc., they don't consider this Lord Shiva, Gopeshwar Mahadev, to be coming from Kailash. They look at this Lord Shiva as the greatest Vaishnava. And Srila Prabhupada said that if you consider like that, then there is no problem. We consider Lord Shiva as the greatest Vaishnava. And that is how we offer all respect to him. And in fact, if we disrespect Lord Shiva, then Lord Vishnu or Lord Krishna, they will not be happy. In fact, it will be considered an aparadh, because Lord Shiva is such an exalted Vaishnava. So these are a few thoughts about Lord Shiva based upon the purport and the verse for today. And next week, we are going to see the glories of Lord Shiva's love. Advaita Acharya is going to talk about how this same Lord Shiva considers himself such an ordinary servant of Lord Krishna. Hare Krishna. So it's 8:30. Are there any questions?